Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we're talking about the current production of the Lawton Community Theater, the musical Next to Normal. The play centers on a character who is suffering from mental illness, and because of that, the theater is also having post-show discussions to better educate the audience about mental illness. Joining us to talk about the play and the discussions are Amanda Ritchie, who plays the main character Diana Goodman, and Dr. Sean Kalix, a Cameron University psychology professor who is playing the dual role of Dr. Fine and Dr. Madden. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
First off, let's talk about Next to Normal as a play. What is the story and what can you tell us about the production?
So this play is centered around Diana Goodman, who is living with bipolar disorder. It kind of takes you through her, struggle with this illness, as well as it opens the door to in the lives of her family and even her relationship with her psychiatrist and how those treatments go about. So it kind of takes you through all of it. And there's a father, a son, a daughter, even a boyfriend of the daughter, and then the psychiatrist. So you have those six main characters and they make up the show. And like I said, it is centered around Diana and her illness, but our audience have found themselves relating to various characters for different reasons. So I think that's what's great about the show.
Well, just as she said, it centers around Diana and her mental illness, especially how it affects her family. We see a lot of different themes within the musical that are very accurate portrayals of mental illness and family dynamics that revolve around it. We see some issues of treatment compliance. We see some issues of ethics within psychiatry and how we gain consent for various treatments that are used. We see some issues of how patients often think of psychotherapy, how their family often thinks of the treatments that are being used as well. And we see a lot of things around how the family looks at Diana and look at themselves in relation to her that are very strongly impactful and tied to a lot of the experiences that families have.
That leads me to my next question for Sean. As someone who studies and works with psychology, what's your professional assessment of how this dramatic presentation portrays these types of illness that so many people deal with each day?
Well, while no musical, no play could fully accurately or comprehensively give a portrayal of what it's like to experience bipolar disorder, either from the patient's side or the family's side, I think Next to Normal does a really good job of hitting some of the major issues that are faced by families and patients. It does a lot to explain, for instance, where some of the illness is coming from for Diana, what some of her history has been. It does a lot to explain how she, as I said, sees the treatment and how that affects the way that she goes about treatment. It does a really good job as well of showing different family roles and how the family tries to take care of Diana, but also don't really seem to know what to do. So this kind of back and forth of tension when the family is trying to do something and then wanting to pull back, and the tension that also creates within Diana, and showing how various family members seem to take on certain roles. We see all of these different dynamics happening with the family that are very accurately portraying that, but in a dramatic sense that's also very interesting and very engaging for individuals to watch.
Shifting back to the performance side, Amanda, what is it like for you to portray a character like Diana?
I was very fortunate to have the casting support and crew and guidance of Janice Barra, director, in this process, because this is a role. It's not a comical role. It's not one that you can kind of just do your typical routine of development. I had to get very specific with this character, and it was really great having Sean throughout the process because he could help me better understand maybe what her motivation or those triggers were for her to help me kind of map out the mental process from getting from one point to another in the story and just helping me make it as accurate as possible. So this is one role that I really had to just allow myself to be vulnerable and almost let her in. I feel as a performer, you always kind of blur the lines of who you are and who this character is. And so for me, I had to very much let Diana in and allow myself to be vulnerable and also pull from personal experiences of my own where those two characters did overlap.
As mentioned at the start, something that you are doing with this play is a panel discussion after select performances. So what goes into those sessions and the discussions that you have with the audience, and how have those discussions been received?
The audiences, or the audience during our most recent panel session, had some very pertinent questions to ask, both about mental illness and the show itself and how the actors have gone about in their development of the characters. And we appreciate all of those kinds of questions from our audience who come to those, because we really want to, one, be able to, as we said, show our audiences what it is like for families going through mental illness, and to help them to relate to that so that they can be able to take those conversations back to their own families, to their own friends, to the community as well, and be able to speak openly about mental illness.
I was very pleased with the discussion. I thought it did exactly what it was designed to do, in the fact that they just watched this show unfold. And so obviously it's a very thought-provoking show. And so I felt like having watched the show and then having a discussion directly following, it made the topic at hand very approachable. It made it very open for discussion and for both artistic questioning and also for their understanding for mental health. So I just thought it was really beautiful how it all kind of planned out. And I hope that the audience felt the same way. I had a few come over. They're like, it made it just very approachable.
Amanda Ritchie and Sean Kalix joining us today to discuss the Lawton Community Theater production of Next to Normal, the subject matter of the play, and the panels being held to discuss it. I think this is a unique way to present both the play and the discussion. Thank you both so much for coming by today to talk about it.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. The Lawton Community Theater will present three final performances of Next to Normal, Friday, June 22nd, and Saturday, June 23rd at 8 p.m., and Sunday, June 24th at 2 p.m. The panel discussion will take place at the Friday performance. Performances are held at the John Denny Playhouse, located at 1316 Northwest Bell Avenue in Lawton. For more information, call 580-355-1600, visit lct-ok.org, or visit the Lawton Community Theater page on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.